Hello and welcome to the 361 Degrees podcast, season 2, episode 6. My name is Ben Smith from Wireless Worker.
I'm Rafe Blanford from the All About Sites.
And I'm Ewan McLive from Mobile Industry Review and The Pursuit of Quality.
As if one site wasn't enough, everybody except me has got two now.
Rafe's got one. Rafe's got another one, so I thought I'd better get one.
Okay, what's The Pursuit of Quality when it's at home?
I haven't actually got the patter down yet. So it is about the pursuit of quality products and services. I mean, that doesn't sound good yet, right? I need to work on that.
Okay, but it's all about expensive stuff as far as I can
tell. That's the one.
So if it was a Rafe Blanford site, it would be all about shinythings.com.
Yes.
What are we talking about this week, Ewan?
Well, we have a challenge set by ourselves, and that is if you have £100 to spend on a phone, a pay-as-you-go phone, with Christmas coming, which one would we recommend? And we've been on Carphone Warehouse, and we are about to reveal our findings, I think. Is that what we're going to do?
Yeah, so I guess the thing here is it's not about Carphone Warehouse, and it's not about the UK market particularly, but what we wanted to do was just to say, well, actually, you know, some pretty advanced handsets now are available for cheap, and what are the trends, you know, what's going on, and what really stands out as good value, because as you say, you can pick up some fairly attractive handsets now for less than £100, and obviously that then, you know, that trend also flows through into other markets as well. Rafe Blanford, I suspect you've got a Symbian phone, haven't you?
No, I haven't got a Symbian phone, but I couldn't go too far away, so I have ended up picking a Nokia phone. I hope that's all right. You may now take the piss out of me.
It's not a Windows. You can't get Windows phone for £100 yet, can you?
No, you can't. I think that could be a little while away.
You've picked a Nokia handset for our competition, our challenge here.
I have. In Top Gear style, I'm sort of Captain Slow, staying with the safe one. I'm not going to say who's Hampson, who's Jeremy Clarkson. Let the listeners decide that themselves, maybe.
Oh. And who are you buying this for? Somebody you hate, presumably?
No, I'm buying it. I'd be very pleased if this was sitting in the old Christmas stocking or under the tree. But yes, this is actually one that I would recommend to people who are just looking for a basic phone. So maybe not in the smartphone dimension, but looking for something that will be good and reliable.
All right, tell us what you've chosen, how much it costs.
Well, I've chosen the Nokia C202, which comes in at £59.95. So with the other £40, I'm going to buy 8 Alcatel OT209s at £4.95 and just give them away as extra Christmas presents, thus fulfilling all the £100 budget, but getting 9 phones from it. I guess I should talk about the C202, and I'm actually choosing to get the One Direction branded version of the C202 because I'm extra hip and cool, obviously.
What is One Direction?
And people who say I'm extra hip and cool almost certainly aren't, in my experience.
Well, I'm not actually sure what One Direction is, but I'm guessing, judging by the sort of graphics here, that it's some kind of pop band.
Thought it was Satnav.
It's just perception of being cool.
Hold on a minute, I've got it. About. One Direction are a British-Irish boy band consisting of members... I won't read them out. They finished third on the 7th series of X Factor. There you go.
Right, oh dear, okay. I think I might rather have humiliated myself there. Never mind. Anyway, it's extra good because it's got One Direction wallpapers, ringtones and behind-the-scenes videos of the band. So what more could you want? Well, actually talking about the handset, this is one of Nokia's touch and type devices where it combines a sort of standard 12 keypad phone, in this case it's on a vertical slider, with a touchscreen that's sort of 2.5 inches or so. But really the reason I chose this is because I think it gives a lot of bang for your buck in terms of the features it's got inside it, because this actually has Nokia GPS and a Nokia Maps service, so with that sort of preloading offload line navigation, you know, free worldwide stuff that you get usually on the Nokia smartphones. So this actually also qualifies as being a TomTom, if you like, which for £60, not bad at all. It's got Facebook and web access and all that kind of usual stuff on it. But it's also a pretty good music device. It does about 50 hours of music playback, and it's got a micro SD card slot for doing that. And actually the Touch and Type software, which is kind of a variation on Series 40, I think sort of combines a bit of the best of both worlds. A lot of people still like those 12 key phones, especially for doing text messaging on. Mm. But, you know, touch is a big trend. And so combining both of those together offers something with a little bit of hint of the modern about it, perhaps.
And so for people who aren't familiar with the C202, because to be honest, since they changed all the naming conventions, I can't remember which one's which. So this is a non-Symbian. So this is, as you said, a Series 40 device, so that won't do multitasking or anything like that. And it's, you said it's a candy bar slider. So that means it's got a traditional 1-9 keypad that slides out from underneath the screen. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. Although I just say, pick you up on the multitasking bit. Series 40 does do multitasking, but not sort of in the way we might traditionally think of it in smartphone terms, particularly some of the stuff around the Java, so it can do multitasking. But probably we don't need those technical details, especially not for the £60 audience.
And you said it plays at Angry Birds, so obviously it's a proper phone as well.
Oh, must, yeah, brilliant.
Every platform now must have Angry Birds on it in order to be taken seriously, clearly.
Exactly.
Absolutely, and by some definition that does make it a smartphone, but it's kind of this blurred line where all of this functionality I'm talking about, you know, music, Facebook, web browsing, email, games, apps would traditionally have been what's, you know, would have been a smartphone standard a couple of years ago, but this has now come into all these features. I'm sure it's going to feature in some of the other phones that you guys have picked. But actually it offers pretty much the same functionality, and for the way a lot of people use their phones, it would probably be sufficient. And, you know, at £59.95, that's, you know, 10% of the cost of a top-end iPhone.
I don't know. I think, though, that buying a, you know, buying Nokia Touch and Type devices, as much as I think they're cool for maybe emerging markets or something, I mean, this really smacks of your nan who would buy you, you know, kind of a jumper with a picture of a reindeer on it every Christmas, you know, which is very practical and, you know, fairly Christmassy, but lacking a little bit of style. And, you know, I mean, it's not very exciting, though, is it? You know, kind of a Touch and Type Nokia.
It's probably fair to say that Nokia isn't the most exciting brand, but with the budget we've set
ourselves...
Hold on a minute.
Nokia is a very exciting brand now. It's the handset you're talking about here. I think you're the only person in this country that would be delighted to discover that at the bottom of their tree.
Well, perhaps, but I was going to sort of come back and say it has all the usual Nokia qualities about battery life and good build quality, and I've actually got its sister device, so the C3... 02 sitting here, and it's kind of the candy bar version of it. And I've actually used this a fair bit, as I was describing it, as kind of a secondary phone in my pocket for when the smartphone battery is out or something like that, which has happened to me carrying around the Nokia 800. So I think Ben's perhaps being a little bit harsh on this, and I wonder if these touch and type devices aren't perhaps a bit underrated. And we've heard Nokia talk about the fact that when they released some of the cooler devices, they've actually seen a halo effect around the N9 in this particular circumstance. And I think this is probably the best feature phone you can buy in terms of functionality and value for money while maintaining decent battery life and build quality.
All right, right then, McLeod, your turn. So Rafe has the child in tears now because he's scuppered them with some grandma phone.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's the virtually the telephone equivalent of a reindeer jumper. So, who are you buying for, and what are you buying?
Well, I have something slightly different, and that is I'm not buying a smartphone. I am buying, or I'm suggesting, because I've already got one of these, two of them, in fact, for my relatives. And yeah, the clue there is in relatives, i.e., grandmas or anyone that's basically a few decades older than you, so doesn't really matter what their denomination is, whether they're an uncle or whatever. Basically, the phone that I've chosen is a Doro handset. That's Doro. It's a Doro Phone Easy 610. It's a flip phone, and it's massive, absolutely massive, and the battery lasts for decades. Okay, and it's a really, really nice handset for... It's a brilliant handset for anyone 60 plus, basically, because your hearing degrades quite dramatically. I think the Doro people, when I met them, they gave me some horrifying stat that after the age of 20, your hearing degrades 5% a year or something amazing that you think, shit, really? And then they go, yeah, and your eyesight, by the way, you thought your eyesight was good? No, that degrades by blah. You think, oh my God, geez. So when a lot of the time I'll say, oh, just buy them an iPhone, you know, or buy them something easy to use. And unfortunately, iPhone is a standard in my family. The problem with iPhone is you have to be able to touch the screen and press it. And one of our relatives, she can't do that, right? She has, what do you call it in your hands?
Arthritis.
Arthritis, yeah, she's got arthritis, and it makes it very painful to actually do anything lightly. So she really has to press. So using any standard handset is an absolute arse. She used to use one of the Nokias that Rafe was talking about, basically. An older Nokia something. And that was difficult enough. Until I gave her this Doro 610, she was having a difficult time with phones. And you know, our viewpoint, as an our youngish viewpoint, and this is, oh, buy, you know, the iPhone, or buy something, or you buy one that's got a touch. It's easy. It's not actually. And the audio is a next problem with these things, in that people can't hear correctly on a phone. So this relative I'm talking about, who's got this 610, she's got to the point whereby she can't use a landline because she can't hear properly, and you can't boost the audio enough. So she actually uses a phone, this Doro, because I think you can boost the audio by something like 20 times the normal audio. It's hearing aid compatible if you do have a hearing aid. It has very, very simple functions. There's an emergency button on the back that you can just press, and it'll call or text a few people. It has a massive vibrate function, so you will feel it, and the ringer will ring up to 35 decibels, you won't miss it. The next point, when you're charging it, and you don't have to charge it that often, obviously, right, because it's just a standard handset. When you're charging it, you don't put in a cable, because again, that's very difficult to do if you're slightly old, you get difficulty or infirm.
It's a bit fiddly, isn't it?
It really is fiddly. So what they've done is they've made a charger, a cradle. So when you buy the phone, it comes with a cradle, and you just dump it in. Now, it has been nothing short of a revelation for this one particular. I mean, she cannot say so many good things about it. She loves it, and she's recommended it to a whole lot of other people. And so seriously, consider this. Anyone over 60, I think, at least, will love this handset because they can actually hear you.
I'm reticent to criticise Doro, because I really love what they're doing as well, because I think that they're one of the few firms who are thinking about people with, you know, eyesight degenerating and hearing degenerating in a way that is more. Is better than just make it louder and make the buttons bigger, because yep. It doesn't just go up to 35 decibels, but actually the other key thing there is that it retains the clarity. So it's not just loud, but it's loud and useful. But I mean, I think there's a thing. I'm not sure I'd agree about buying it for more than 60. I mean, I think about like my folks. They're both more than 60 now. Yes. They both have full control of their faculties, and, you know, perfectly able to use iPhones. Now, I mean, I might buy this for my nan, who is sort of in her 90s, who, you know, who is beginning really to suffer with, you know, vision and hearing and things. But I don't think it's such a large market. And the other thing I'm aware of is, I mean, I've actually got one here as well. The guys from Doro gave me one to review a while ago. And, you know, there's a lot to like about it. But you wouldn't be sending text messages with this, really, would you?
You're wrong, right? Okay, now, if your parents are good, that's brilliant. Yeah. But this other parent, you know, she stopped texting, and she stopped phoning people with a Nokia, right? And she stopped receiving phone calls, basically, right? Because it's really difficult for her. And she's got the rest of her faculties, right? It's just her hearing is going a little bit, and it's difficult to type on. Now, she texts like no tomorrow, and it annoys me that she's having to use what I view as a difficult user interface. Mm. I prefer the iPhone or something, but she just can't use these things because of how her fingers are. She's perfectly fine, perfectly mobile, right? Perfectly fine otherwise. But it's been a massive revelation for her. And we've been trying to get her to use an iPhone, but then when we gave her one, she just wasn't, you know, she couldn't use it. So for 80 quid, this is 80 quid or £79.95 plus a tenner top up. There are some of your relatives, for anyone listening, there are some of your relatives that would love this.
Yeah, I definitely like the stand. Although you are kind of buying, for Christmas present, you are kind of buying, I mean, this is, as good as they are, this is more like a medical device, isn't it? I mean, you might as well go, Grandma, you know, you're a little bit incontinent, here are some special pants. I think we need to acknowledge that you've some physical limitations.
Dora were telling me that they haven't had a customer, right, that has, they're not aware of a customer that, you know, hasn't loved these things? The feedback that these people get, they actually put it on their website, all the different, is phenomenally good. But I think there's a lot of people out there who you do have relatives that would really appreciate this. Hold on a minute. One of your relatives must be using a piece of shit Nokia, right? Because they can't use anything else. And they'll tell you, I can't use it.
That's Rafe Bradford, isn't it?
Rafe, you need a Doro Phone Easy 610.
Well, thank you, Ewan, but I'm just going to rip you to shreds a little bit. I mean, like Ben, I actually respect what Doro are doing for the great market.
Listen, Rafe, I've picked this one deliberately because it's nothing you can say. All the listeners will be thinking you're an absolute arse if you try and argue with this, right? Because think of the 65-year-old grandmother, right, who is having a wonderful time.
Okay, so well, I'm thinking about
you're
the 60... I'm thinking about the 65-year-old grandmother who ripped off her Christmas paper to find this phone, which is basically the equivalent of buying your other half a vacuum cleaner for Christmas. And then she thought, this is great. At least I'll be able to get MMS of my grandchildren on it from Ewan, because he'll be sending them from his fancy iPhone. Oh, no, he won't. It's all right. I'll be able to get them via email. Except, no, I won't, because there's no email on.
Go and get a 610 in that case, right? The key thing is
communication. I'm sorry. You had to choose from the range, and you've chosen an £80 phone, and that's, you know, that's the pension gone for, you know, 2 weeks. So, you know, that's no good at all.
I'm buying.
Email. No USB. No 3G.
Oh, come on.
So you've got about 5% of the functionality of my phone, and Granny, who's actually got a lot of time on her hands and likes technology, has basically been totally insulted by you buying her this phone, and she's never going to speak to you again, and frankly she hasn't got very many years left, and so that's a really bad thing.
No, listen, you are mega wrong, and that noise you can hear, that's people banging on your doors with annoyance. That's the All About Symbian, the 3 million All About Symbian, All About Mobile Phone, Windows Phone people all screaming at you, Blandford. You wait till you see the hate mail.
I'm waiting for the hate mail, but I also just think,
Blandford,
as a general
point... Blandford says your grandmother's dead.
As a general point, these phones, while I think it's really important to serve the grey market, I think most of them I would accuse of a failure of imagination, because simplifying things to make them easier is not the way to go about it. That's not what accessibility should be about. It should be about designing them from the get-go with this kind of extra stuff in mind. And so a lot of phones now do have hearing aid mode, which is something that's come in that's great, and that's something that people like the
RNIB
and others. Actually, it's fairly standard on all phones now, I think, but it is in all the Nokia devices as far as I'm aware. Appealing to the grey market, it shouldn't be about cutting things out in order to deliver something that's simpler by removing functionality. Really, it's something that you should think about in a slightly more intelligent way. And so
they're adding functionality, right? They're making it rings up to 35 decibels. That's not removing functionality. Hear it when you're...
You see, I like what Doro have done, because in this range, this is just a sort of a supposedly accessible handset. But, I mean, they have other ones that will do blood sugar levels and glucose and mHealth and all kinds of really cool stuff. And they do, you know, home phones and things. But I agree with Rafe, which is there's a very limited market in my mind for these devices, which are kind of, they look like the sort of lowest common denominator thing. They look like, you know, the equivalent, people outside the UK won't get this reference, but like NHS glasses, you know, like when you went to the, when you went to the opticians and as a kid and you needed glasses, as I did sort of approaching my teens, they'd say, you can have these are the free ones that the health service will pay for. And they'd give you these things, which were just these horrendous, ugly plastic lumps, but they held the lenses in front of your eyes, therefore, you know, they were glasses. Or you can pay for your own, and, you know, obviously everyone who could possibly do it would, you know, get something more stylish or more pleasant or even just more comfortable to wear. And this to me feels a little bit like the lowest common denominator, but it's extra frustrating because Doro do amazing stuff with the clarity, the speakers, the acoustics, all that kind of stuff. Even the materials they build it out of and the way that the buttons feel. You know, they do amazing things. But what they should do is stop making these low-end devices and start licensing their technology to the bigger vendors so that you could buy, I don't know, like Rafe's phone, that Nokia device, but with, you know, Doro-provided acoustics so that you have, like, super-duper loud, you know, hearing aids, compatible acoustics and things like that. Because talking to the Doro guys, a lot of it is even just about the quality of what's provided rather than, you know, it being you know, robust or easy to use.
You're talking about some industry nonsense, right? I do agree that, yeah, it'd be nice to see Dora. I have stood up and said this industry, you know, needs to make things better, sexier, nicer. I do like your idea about licensing this stuff. But meantime, Granny can't use the Nokia properly, right? She can't use a landline properly. So she needs to communicate.
But it's a reducing market, because I think of it like, think about my
reducing
family.
Market. What you mean that ultimately they're going to expire?
No. What I mean is it's a reducing market in terms of people who would tolerate these second-rate handsets. I could buy this for my grandma now. Yeah, but that would mean she could make phone calls and she'd be happy.
Yeah.
But my parents, let's say, who are in their early 60s, if I, let's say in 15 years' time, they need some help with accessibility, or, you know, the screens are too small, or the, you know, eyesight's failing. They've grown up using smartphones, laptops, iPads. They've got all that kind of stuff in the house now. If in a few years' time, if the best we can do is take away their smart devices and give them this and say, there you go, there's one that you can see now, or there's one you can hear now, or, you know, God forbid, one of them should have an accident. Let's say somebody in your family has an accident and gets impaired vision or impaired hearing.
Yep.
You know, the people aren't going to be happy with that, because you don't suddenly wake up one day and not want to do apps or email or all that kind of stuff.
So this relative I'm talking about is utterly delighted. So my point, you're all wrong. I mean, okay, your points are generally, you know, yeah, fine, in the next 5-10 years, blah, blah, blah. But listeners, people listening here, the people walking to work or on the train or jogging, they are agreeing with me.
I think you're talking about your granny, that's the problem here.
Why are you chatting about markets and all that? Just help your granny out at Christmas. There we go. All right, the whole element. I can't look. David 74 speaks with exuberance about his love of outdoors. Okay, get ready. Right, one sentence, please. Okay, David used to have a Nokia mobile phone, but now owns a Doro Phone Easy. Right, I like the look of my Doro phone, he says, and how easy everything works. When I take it out, I sometimes get asked, oh, what phone is that? And I tell them, my hearing isn't 100% anymore, 74, but I have no problem having conversations on this phone. I recommend it unreservedly. Eat that, Blandford.
Well, I'm just a bit horrified that Ewan's actually sunk as low as reading out a bit of marketing from a handset
David
manufacturer and not taking
Berkshire.
It with a pinch of salt whatsoever. I mean, quite frankly, it's absolutely horrifying. I get into trouble for saying something nice about Nokia, and he goes and reads up something out of the brochure and doesn't get any trouble at all. Because it's these things are never completely true.
Right. All right, just take it bring on. The readers are with me. You're all wrong.
I mean, I would far rather see...
Shut up. It's my turn. Come on, we've been doing this now for ages and I haven't had my go yet. And I mean, McLeod wants to give his grandma a disappointing phone. You know, maybe he doesn't love her enough, but, you know, that's his problem, frankly.
I have given her and she loves it. Thank you very much. So we just take note.
That's it. At least the presents we're all buying your grandma, at least we know what to get her now.
Although, by the way, he's got a gun.
Who's got a gun?
In the photo. David, in the photo. He's got a gun and he's got some pheasants.
Right, hang on a minute. I thought he had impaired vision. Why, who's given this man who can't hear and can't see a firearm?
Impaired hearing, probably, by the way, because he's been shooting people.
Yeah.
That's why.
So people saying, look out, don't shoot over there. Pardon? Bang. Ow.
Right, okay. Ben, what have you chosen?
That's it. I've chosen the Sony Xperia.
Rubbish. I know. What are you thinking? Rubbish.
I've chosen the Sony Xperia X8, which is a £99.95. So I've efficiently used the budget all the way up to the top, and it's an Android handset. And I think that this actually is exceptional value for money. It's a pretty low end Android device, although it will upgrade to Android 2.1. It's got a bit of internal memory. It's got a card slot. It's got a micro SD card, so you can add. You can add storage space. And the best thing, of course, is that you can actually now access the Google Market on there, and you can get loads of apps. So actually, although it's a low-end handset, you can get a full smartphone experience with all the apps and all the brands you like for £99. So that would be ideal for anyone who's either a bit budget constrained, or perhaps maybe for kids who are getting their first smartphone, and you'll be able to buy them a less than £100 all-in phone, which they'll bring, you know, to school or to the playground, or, you know, take down to the pub or whatever. And, you know, it will be recognised. It's a Google phone. You know, it's not a source of embarrassment. It's not some second-rate, pretend smartphone. It's actually one that runs the same software as all their mates.
So is this value important for you on the X8, the fact you're getting it for £99?
Yeah, I mean, there are other Android phones out there, and I almost said the Samsung Galaxy Ace, which is, well, it's just a little bit more than 100 quid, so I excluded it. But the point is that you can now get a proper Android smartphone for 100 quid from a recognised brand, you know, Sony Ericsson. They're pretty good. You know, it's going to be reasonably nicely built. It looks the part. It's got the Sony brand on it. But more importantly, you can get all the apps and everything. I mean, you guys have both picked kind of niche phones.
My phone has an app store on it, and I'm horrified that Ben hasn't done his research properly, because I'm looking at the Carphone Warehouse website, and because I'm always interested in a bargain, I found exactly the same phone, the Xperia X8, except it's on 3 and only costs £69.95.
Oh, really? I missed that. Okay, well, that's even better value then, isn't it?
Eat that, Smith.
Well, hang on a minute. I've just been proved more right. How could I possibly be bad? But you know, it's got Wi-Fi, it's got 3G. Yeah, I mean, if you can have it for 70 quid, that's amazing. But I think it's great value for 100 quid. And the point is that it's not a phone for your nan who, you know, has special need, has specific needs that, you know, kind of, and you wouldn't buy a Doro for someone who didn't have, you know, sight impairment or audio hearing impairment. And, you know, Rafe, your low-end Nokia, maybe it's a kind of a good second phone, and I agree the sat nav is excellent value, you know, and you won't get turn by turn sat nav on this Sony without buying some software. But you can't kind of, you can't get all the apps that you love. You're not going to get Spotify. You're not going to get all these high end brands. And also, however, you know, however much the market is good on the Nokia Touch and Type, it's not as patch as competitive as the Android marketplace, and you've got the full thing here, and you've got a camera, and you've got some storage space. So, you know, actually, it could be quite comfortably compete with handsets, you know, 100 quid more than it. And actually, you unwrap that under the tree, and you think, that's a really smart phone. You know, I can do email, I can do web browsing, and it's going to be pretty attractive to quite a wide range of people. Even people who might like a more expensive handset aren't going to turn their nose up at this, because it does all the stuff that their other phones are going to do.
I think that's all true in a sense, and I do think there's a valid choice to make between having a well-specified feature phone like the C2 or a sort of low-end smartphone like the X8 here. But I tend to think when you get these down £100 on the smartphones, sometimes the cuts that have to be made inevitably at that price point in terms of features, but also in terms of things like materials and screen, the build quality, just let it go too far. And I would suspect with this X8, that falls into this category. The screen, I've used one of these, is very good. It requires a firm prod. It all feels very plasticky and flexible. And I would be wondering how long it was going to last. And, you know, compared to some of the other, you know, devices you can get this price point, I'm not sure it's going to last the same course, and the battery life is pretty awful.
Yeah, but
so, there's just too many compromises here for me.
But for 100 quid, I don't need the phone to last very long. I need it to last maybe a year till next Christmas when I get the next one. You know, I think buying somebody a 60 or 70 quid handset that, you know, will last till the end of time is wasted, really, because people, you know, you want to change your handset regularly. You know, new features and stuff are going to be coming into this price point fairly regularly. Why would I want something that's, you know, built like a tank? It's just got to be good enough. And I'd say this is good enough, just.
It's the worst thing about Christmas, the horrifying consumerism, and I'm shocked, I tell you, shocked, Ben, that you could be so, have such disregard for the environment. Of course we don't want built-in obsolescence in our product. In fact, what would be really good about this, if it lasted, you know, more than a couple of years, yes, by all means, once you're expecting to get another phone, you could maybe sell it second hand and get some money, so you could maybe buy a return present for the person who'd given you the phone in the first place. But I really, really dislike the idea that, oh, it's okay, it's only got to last a year. I think we want products that last longer than that, so people want to keep them longer and have the choice, or pass on them to someone else, secondhand, recycled. And I'm sorry, but it's just not good enough to say it will only last a year. That's a really horrible attitude.
And Ben, you're shit, because the internal full memory is only 128 meg and it doesn't come with a memory card.
It doesn't come with a memory card, but like that could be another
present. Three photos then.
Yeah, you can expand it. That's fine. 128 meg is plenty for a few basic apps, and you can buy a little memory card as an accessory after Christmas in the sales. It costs you a few pounds, and you know you're really happy because you finally got something useful.
Android version 1.6.
Yeah, yeah, it's upgradable. You'll turn it on and it'll upgrade to 2.1.
Yeah, fine.
And it'll do it over the air 2.1. As well.
That's just so last year, Ben. So not only are you cheap skating and not having it last a year, you're
doesn't have voice dialing either.
Last year's present, basically.
Yeah. But on this longevity point, though, the build quality that you're talking about on that Nokia handset, and I agree, you know, I do like the build on the Nokias, as much as it pains me to say that. That doesn't come for free. You know, what you're getting is a handset that is worth way less, you know, the features-wise, is worth way less than the purchase price, and you're paying for high-end materials on a phone that can do nothing. It's like having a gold-plated hammer. You know, I want to hit stuff with a hammer. I don't need it to be decorated and finished and, you know, finely crafted wood handle. And this is the same with this handset. I just need it to, you know, run a few apps, last a little while. It's cheap, and you know, cheap stuff isn't expected to last. Why would I buy a really, you know, low spec device that lasts forever and ever and a day?
You're sort of saying it's no good having build quality or something built to last, and I think there's no point in expecting a cheap device to have loads and loads of functionality that you'll never use. It's better sometimes to concentrate around the key functionality. So I would rather spend the money on ensuring that I have the critical key functionality that I use 90% of the time at a higher quality than I would having spending that money on making sure I can do an extra 10% that I'm only going to use 5% of the time.
I think you're underestimating, though. I think if you gave somebody your C2 and my X8 and you looked at kind of popular usage patterns like email, Facebook, those sorts of things, the way that email and Facebook and sharing images and using maps and the web browser work on an Android device, even a really low-end Android device, is so much better, so much easier and so much more powerful that you're going to do loads more. You know, I mean, I've had the C3, which is the kind of the QWERTY, looks like a BlackBerry form factor device from Nokia, and it does all this social sharing and things, but it's such a miserable user experience. It's so slow and so painful to use, you just don't do it. The point is that actually what you get here might be a bit of a low rent, low budget bit of hardware, but the software inside is what matters.
Goodness, right, let's just be clear, I was right, you guys are wrong.
I think if you walk into a pub with either of those three handsets that we talked about, my one will get you you're far less likely to get laughed at with my device than with a Doro or with a second-rate old Nokia.
Frankly, I think we're all likely to be blacklisted.
This is true. And additionally, I mean, when was the last time you walked into a pub, eh, Ref?
This is true. Yesterday, actually.
don't they make you sit outside in the beer garden until your mum brings some crisps out?
Oh, Ben, you just can't resist, can you? You're being nasty.
I can't. Okay, look, that was enough arguing. I don't know what kind of conclusion we've reached on that. I don't think we've done anything of value there whatsoever. But if you're listening to this, and, well, frankly, if you're listening to this, thank you. Write to me, I'll send you a prize or a present or something. If you're listening to this, drop us a note in the comments. What do you think? Are you buying handsets for people this Christmas? I mean, I suspect in this market you might be buying them for, you know, younger brothers and sisters or, you know, members of the family who wouldn't have their own contract phones. What are you buying? What do you think is good value? And when you look at a device, especially as a gift for someone else, what do you think is important? So, you know, is it about longevity and build quality, or do you want something that makes them go wow when they open the box because it looks cool and it's got a good brand name? Okay, thank you very much for your time. Hope you've enjoyed listening. We will be back next week with another live recorded episode, hopefully. As ever, thanks for listening and see you next week. Bye-bye.